Hello, this is Ryokyu Endo, Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. In case if you have something that wish that you want to be in the future or the situation you want to be in the future, you should start visualizing it as you feel as it is a reality. Keep visualizing it and to penetrate to your subconsciousness, because it will be realized. This is one of the principles of the universe, which is one of four structures of the universe that are explained in Mahayana Buddhism. It is called the wisdom of the great circle mirror. And what this means? Well, it is sphere more than the circle, though please imagine that there is a huge sphere of the mirror. But this mirror is not outside the mirror. Inside of the sphere is a mirror. And inside of the mirror, which is sphere, everything reflects each other. Mahayana Buddhism says that everything is image, and it is like a infinitive size of the sphere of the infinite size. And what you have imagined will be reflected to whole universe, and it will be created as a phenomenon. And this is all what happening in the spiritual world. But in the human world, it is a little bit different. In the human world, it will take time, and it have to be repeatedly visualized to penetrate to your Araya conscious. And Buddhism explains that to visualize a world penetrate into the Araya conscious. This is a seed, and when it will grow to the tree, you will experience as a phenomenon. Anyway, I don't want to take so much time about the structure of the universe and its theory, how the visualization created as a phenomenon. But I just want to say, as a structure of the universe, this is a principle of the universe, that what repeatedly visualized and penetrated into subconsciousness, it will be realized. Well, even though the universe structure is like this, there is a problem of the human being side. Because even you have a wish, for example, even you have a wish that you wanted to be the situation, but in the other hand, the subconsciously, you might think, oh, it's not gonna happen, etc. It's because, for some case, that you feel that you're not valuable enough to be loved by the life. There are all other excuses not to do it, but I think the main cause can be this. So how to overcome the self-unvalued feeling and to make yourself to live the life of the with realization. Now you have to know what feeling do you have toward the great God or Buddha, the great spirit of the universe. What is the relationship between yourself and God or Buddha, great spirit of the universe? In case if your spirituality hasn't grown yet, you might going to project your image of your parents in the childhood toward the God or Buddha. For example, oh, God will punish me if I'm a bad boy. God only treat me well only when I'm good boy or girl. This is a projection of the childhood image in a childhood toward the parent. And actually this is what the psychologist Freud said. You have to grow yourself spiritually to relieve from the childhood image and start to create the cool and warm relationship between yourself and the great spirit of the universe. Because what kind of the great relationship you have between yourself and the great spirit of the universe decides your life. Actually, this is one of the secrets of the life. What is interesting is that if one love is toward other people and the world is strong, the one feels that he or she is beloved by the God or Buddha subconsciously. Also, he or she feels love toward great spirit of the universe subconsciously. The amount feeling beloved by the great spirit of the universe and or feel love toward the world and people, other people. Well, these three, I don't know which one is first, I don't know which one is the last. In Buddhism, there is a cause and effect at the same time. So maybe it happens same time. Anyway, I wish you start realizing your wishes by the keep visualizing the image of your future, what you want to be, what the situation you want to be. Therefore, I wish you start to realize how much you are loved by the great spirit of the universe as only child. And if I explain philosophically, that only one child being loved by as only one child is that the whole universe is concentrated into one. One includes whole universe. This philosophy of Mahayana Buddhism, in the other hand, it is about the only child of God or Buddha. All the story of the Jesus talks in the Bible about the story of father and son. Also, a story of the Mahayana sutras, such as Lotus Sutra, story of the father and son. Both are talking about how great spirit of the universe are loving you as only child. Relax and feel it and accept it. The warmth of the great love of the great spirit of the universe is embracing your body, your heart, your whole existence as this warm energy of the great love melt your heart and body warmly and tenderly. With this body sensation, visualize the future, the situation that you wish to be. Why won't you have this kind of time in your daily life? Anytime you sit, relax, and feel the great love of the great spirit of the universe, and visualize the future situation that you wish to be. When it penetrates to your subconsciousness, Araya consciousness, it will realize for sure. Thank you.